All right. Shekiah. No, I actually do hear. Okay. I have to think about it.
Thank you for listening.
Okay. And then let's go by it. Let's go by it. We're up to the next ISIS. Eboy no Abin. Okay. So this is the Rav Sama's answer, right? That first thing where I said, Baruch Ayuba, that's Ravina. And then Rav Sama said, Eboy no Abin. Okay. Taimar, oh, the Tanan, oh, you Meshka Vyaitse. What's this talking about? The guy, I think he's trying to steal, and Umay's precious behind him, and it died in the process. Potter, because he never made a Maisa Kenyan. He'd be also, if you made a Hagba, Osimishus behind him, Umay's Kayev. Appears Rashi Oshim Afer Echad Shomer Ganav the Shomer. Ganav told a Shomer. Shor Echad Yesh Li Bebayis Hosiu. Hosesh Bebayis Ploni. Gehenu Bidianav Shomer Chinam. Here's I tell the Shomer that that's my animal. Go take it from me. So in other words, if I tell a shaymer, the case there is, it's a shneich advarver, but it's even worse than, you know, you just tricked him into doing it. You told him that's my animal. The shaymer under doesn't know that you're lying. So he takes it because you told him to take that animal, it's mine, and be a shomer on it. And the shomer takes it. So the shomer makes chayev agana b'shichas shomer. So here we have a case of shliach and baravera because the ganav is chayev b'shichas shomer. Here, you know, I don't want to get off because then we're going to get back into the essay topic. But here for sure, there's no. Mean a shlichas because no one's even thinking of shlichas. Because not even doing it for me. You know, he doesn't even know what he's doing. Okay, chayav agana b'shlichas hashomer. B'amai b'iboy lo avid. According to the svar of iboy lo avid, so you have it's called iboy lo avid. Shlomer akin shein hashomer yodei shuganav havnei kachotzes v'korcho moise bei. Don't know what his answer is. What's his answer? That since he doesn't know, so it's like Klutzer, because Baal Korcho, when he's Baal Korcho, not Baal Korcho. Can't tell me it's Bar Korcho. That was Levis's whole kashi. He can't say this is Bar Korcho. She doesn't have to listen to you. So what's his answer? Everyone's speechless.
It sounds like it's worse than Bar Korcho, that it's like a chutzer, but I thought that was an exception and it can't make that like a human being.
Yeah. Well, I got chutzer. Having a chutzer, the Baal Korcho Moshe Bey. What's he bringing in chutzer for? That's a, you know, I agree with your, like, why? He should have just said, if he wanted to, he should have said, keep the aim, show me your dash, you're gonna have an egg, keep Baal Korcho.
So, how well, chutzer is the case of the Gemara was discussing chutzer when giving an answer, right?
Yeah, but there's no. Parshim Shah and the Gemara happened to ask Akasha from Chatzar. In other words, Parshim Shah and the Gemara, the Chatzar is almost, was just the motivation for Rav Sama to say his din. But right. Rav Sama Pashas did not get his din from Chatzar. Parshim Shah.
I thought he's answering the question.
I understand, but in other words, let's say Rav Sam, the man Damar that says Potsim Mishum Yad is Rabboi. Would Rav Sam say the same thing in that man Damar too? So Pashup Shad is he would. And Pashup Shad is what happened was Muradikasha. How can there be a man Damar that says Potsim Mishum Shichus? I this ain't Sheikh with Ravera. So answered Ravina Rav Sama that this case Chatzur is no problem with ain't Sheikh with Ravera. How do we know that? Because we misvara. So even the man de Omar that says Chatzim Shem Yad would also hold that way, right? It's not, it happens to be that Chatzim was the catalyst that made us notice it.
Well, it's also the only case that we know that is.
I understand, but it's not that we're Parshim Shad, we're not learning out Rasama's din from Chatzim.
Right, but we know that it applies by Chatzim.
I understand. If we're not learning it from us, so for Tavis, Rasama said a svara that Eboy, if it's Eboy of it, if it's Yav Eboy of it, then there's Yeshech is Varavet. Now, Chatzar Mamish, the Chatzar has no choice. Tavis is having it was that the definition of Eboy, when Rasama said Eboy of it, that if you don't have Eboy of it, Eboy of it, so then he has to be mamish if the guy is in no choice, like a chutzner.
So this guy is a gzela shalomi das, so to speak. He doesn't know that he's stealing, so he's like a chutzner.
Why is he like a chutzner?
Meaning he thinks he's totally legitimate. He thinks he's just a regular shomer.
But there's a requirement.
He's taking it on behalf of someone, and by doing that, he's doing gneva. So it's like a chutzner. He's like an inanimate object.
I don't know what.
Because he has no intention whatsoever to do gneva. There's no divrei rav, divrei talmud applying here because he'd say yes, I'm doing 100%. I'm being a shomer. What's the problem with being a shomer? There's nothing wrong with being a shomer.
Okay.
So there's no divrei rav. So he's like a karka.
What Tysus should have said, if I was writing Tysus, I would have written that since you're supposed to do chesed. And the guy's asking you for a favor, and you have no reason. And he set it up in a way that, you know, that you'll say yes. So you're like, oh, what?
Was he actually there for him?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, he's coming in. Oh, I need such a big favor. My animal's over there. Please do me a shaymer. So the guy's a mamish, the shem shemayim. He goes ahead. He says, okay, I'll be a shaymer. So that's called Baal Karcho because there was no reason why he shouldn't do it since he was missing information. So he had to do it. There was nothing causing him not to do it. You create a situation where a normal person would definitely do it. So that's called Baal Karcho. But I don't know why.
He's a shogeg.
Yeah, because
the Amina was he's a shogeg.
Right, he's a shogeg because he doesn't know it's stolen.
A shogeg, you're chay.
What?
Don't we say actually chadvar avera for my
show? No, that's what Tysus is saying. Tysus doesn't say because it's shaygeg. Tysus just says, since it's shaygeg, therefore it's called eboy lo avin. Tysus doesn't walk in and say that stop. Since it's shaygeg, so yeshech chadvar avera. He doesn't say that. Tysus says much more. There are people that say that, but Tysus doesn't say that. Tysus says kivin she'ein hashomer yodesh yagonas. So, in other words, what Tavis could have said, if point of the smelters, could have said, listen, the whole reason why ancient was Ravair is Divya Rav Divya Talmud, and that doesn't apply by Shoigate. End the story. Doesn't say that. He says it's considered Baal Karcho. Okay, he should have, it sounds like he's saying, why he brings in Chatzar, I do not know. I think it's a little funny, but it sounds like he's saying that. He's just saying that this is called Baal Karcho because since you tricked me in a situation where you made me feel like it's the right thing to do, you used my Yetzer Tov to go ahead and to do it. So that's like you with Baal Karcho. You forced me into doing it. You forced me into doing it by asking me for my, you know, by withholding information. And creating a scenario where any normal person would say yes, so that's called Baal Karcho. That's also called Baal Karcho. If you create a situation where the person would just, everybody would do that. So that's called Bar Korcho. You tricked me into doing it. So it was almost Bar Korcho that I had to do it because I followed the normal human behaviors. And normal human behaviors, I do it. What I do think is a little funny, why Taiva says, Havin a kechotzer de Bar Korcho. Why does he need, why does he bring in the word kechotzer?
Maybe he's not addressing the lumdus of it, but just like as a dogma that it's there's no choice at all involved.
Yeah, but Fakir Chotzer has totally no choice. So it's not, again, it's not Mamish like Chotzer. He's saying, the way I understand Taivis is Avada Taivis and his Havin, it was right that Chotzer is much more Bar Korcho than this case is, because the Chotzer has no, can say no. You could have said no, you just had no reason to say no. But so that was Taivis Havin, it was that Bar Korcho means Mamish, you can't say no. Taiva's answer is when the Chazal said Bar Korcho, when Ravina said Bar Korcho, he didn't mean Bar Korcho that you couldn't say no, that you couldn't, he meant that there's no reason for you to say no. So this is also called Bar Korcho. Okay, I don't know why he brings in Chatzis. You just said that this is called Bar Korcho. What it could be, okay, no, I, you know, there's this, Taiva's, I mean, Rav Shama said a svara, whatever. We don't know where it comes from. And there's no din of Eishir Chazvar Veira when it's Bar Korcho. So he's saying, this is called Bar Korcho. The meaning is, Havin Eike Chotzer de Bar Korcho. Okay, I don't know. The only thing I could say is if there's a Nesivis here, which we will eventually have to do. I hate to break it to you people because very hard Nesivis. But the Nesivis says something which is earth-shattering. In the, that's not really his main chiddush. His main chiddush is really earth-shattering. But he says Pshat in the Gemara that Ravina, Rashi says that Ravina got his svara from Iboy Bar Chiyuva. He sounds like Misvara, because since the svara is Divrei Rav Divrei HaTalmud, so obviously it doesn't apply by La Bar Chiyuva. We don't know where Asama got his svara from. If you say that they're not arguing, which was pointed out that many Rishonim say. So he could have also gotten at Misvara. That, but if you say they're arguing, so it's not clear where he, and you, some people seem to be arguing, and he doesn't hold the Divya Rav Divya Talmud, because if you held the Divya Rav Divya Talmud, you would say like Ravina. And Rav Sama is not saying like Ravina, means he doesn't hold the Divya Rav Divya Talmud. So where did he get this Svara of love about anybody of it, anybody know of it?
So he doesn't hold this part.
What?
Anything that's not a chatzer, we only know chatzer, right? So anything that's not, chatzer is doimim. So we have a level of doimim. How do we know anything about, let's say it's a katan. He's also iboy like that. It's not to be a rav. It's anything that's higher than chatzer, we don't know.
Okay, I hear. I want to explain this. That Parshat Pshat in the Gemara, Parshat Shat, that's what I was saying in the beginning of Shir. Ravina and Rav Sama did not get their svaras from Chatzar. They would have, if you would have asked them that without Chatzar, they would have said the same thing. If you would have asked them, according to Mandamar Chatzim Yishum Yad, they would say the same thing. They Ravina pulled the svara. He didn't, it wasn't the Chatzar that he's not learning it from the Pasuk of Chatzar. He's learning at Misvara. He's saying this answer, you had a kasha. According to the Mandamar, Chotz Mishum Shlichas, how can anyone, you had a choice. You could have said Chotz Mishum Shlichas, Chotz Mishum Yad. Why would anybody say Chotz Mishum Shlichas and run into the trouble of Ein Shlichas V'Aravera, just say Chotz Mishum Yad? So they're answering because there's no problem of Ein Shlichas V'Aravera. Why not? Because there's a din of a Bar Chiyuva, according to Rashi. There's no divrei Rav. So Ravina is not saying that because the question caused him to say it. This is his shita. I'm saying Parshat Pshat, he would say it no matter what. The Nesivis says a very radical thing. The Nesivis said that they're learning out this svara from Chatzar. Fakir, Misvara, he would never say such a thing. Misvara, they wouldn't say such a thing, not like Rashi. in Ravina, but he's not arguing with Rashi. Misvara, we would say ain't shechet varavera across the board. It's exeris akasev that by chaser yesh shechet varavera, and now we're making a binyan av from chaser, and we're limiting the binyan av to these cases. So that's what the Gemara. That's how he's learning the Gemara. That avada misvara, you should be ain't shechet varavera in all cases. Or once the Torah said ain't shechet varavera, whatever the mikor is shchut echutz, we would say once we have shchut echutz, we would say ain't shechet varavera everywhere. Comes on the pasuk of chatzer, and chatzer is shlichus according to this ma'adamar. So now the Torah wrote xeris akasav yesh shechet varavera. Now you're going to say, so how can we say ain't shechet varavera? We should learn out from chatzer yesh shechet varavera. Teretz is we ain't a chinami. We do learn out from chatzer yesh shechet varavera, but we limit it only to according to Rav Sama to iboyavin iboyloavin. That's how the receiver says. So you would say something like that, which is pretty radical. So then Tavis is good because the whole din of Iboy of it, Iboy lo of it, comes from Chatzar. So you have to make it like Chatzar. You have to say that this is what Chatzar is. In other words, it's not a Svara. I learned Shana Gemara, not like the Nesivis, that Iboy of it, Iboy lo of it is Rav Sama had a Svara. And Rav Sama would say this Svara, even in the Mount Amar, Chatzar Shem Yadis Rabboi. Sam is a svara. So the Taivis is saying that svara that Rav Sama has would include this case. But if you say like the Nesivis, Rav Sama got his din because he learned it out of Chatzar. So you have to say that the limud from Chatzar includes this case. So it's a little different. So then that would fit nicer in the Lashon of Taisis. I do not know if Taivis holds like the Nesivis, but it would fit nicer into his lashon.
The Nesiva says it only about Rabbi Sama, or also about Rabbi.
No, he says it by Ravina too. He's arguing with Rashi. Rashi says Ravina is based on Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud. He says he has his hechruch, whatever he's trying to do. He says that no one holds a Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud. I don't know what he does with the word in Kedushin. The Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud is not the reason. And the reason what? And it's just, yeah, no, there's a we don't hold the Divrei Rav, and really we should learn out. We have a mikor, a pasuk of ain shechet varavera, and really we should learn out from that pasuk everywhere ain shechet varavera. And chatzer teaches us to limud the yesh shechet varavera. Forget it. According to Mount Amar chatzer mishum yad, then he went hold of this. These did him. These svaras, Ravina and Rav Sama, are only true of Yehud Chatzim Mishum Shlichus, because we're learning about from the Pasek of Chatzim Mishum Shlichus. If you held Chatzim Mishum Yad, they would not be true. And they're limudim from Chatzar. It's a different way of reading the Gemara.
Why is he more radical? Rebbe's mashmal, like the Nesivis, is more radical, but isn't Rebbe making more machlokes in the other way? I'm saying over here is less. Over here is really limiting it.
That's just, I don't know. I don't think any. I did not learn the Gemara that way. I thought that Ravina, Rashi says for sure Ravina is saying a Svara. I thought Ratzama is anything is a lower, not, you know, a smaller chiddick than Ravina. So Pasha, he's for sure a Svara. The way Rashi is reading in Ravina, Ravina is saying this is a Svara. There is no Svara of Eshech or Ravera. Therefore, your whole Kasha doesn't begin, and this would be true in everybody. I can't say it's more. Okay, it's not the way I learned the Gemara. You would say I was wrong. Okay, maybe I did not learn the Gemara that we were learning, that we're trying to explain that we have, this is how that Enochinami, we're learning out from Chatzar, a Mamatzino, but we're limiting the Mamatzino of Chatzar. That the Gemara's Kasha was make a Mamatzino from Chatzar Yeshech Advaravera. The answer is that we limit the Mamatzino to this case. I didn't read the Gemara that way. I did not read it all the way. I didn't think Gemara. So the Gemara is saying that you have a choice, chat mishum yad, chat mishum shichas. Why would anyone want to say chat mishum shichas and go against the din of yeshivat varavera and making it with some kind of xeris akosah? Just say chat mishum yad and shalom al Yisrael and everything simple. There it is, because there's no problem with chat mishum shichas, because in Svara, the whole din of yeshivat varavera doesn't apply. Okay, anyway. I don't know if that's questions, but the basic answer to Tavi, it sounds like he's saying that just with the that this is called Iboy Avid, Iboy Lo Avid. This is called not called Iboy Avid, Iboy Lo Avid. Because if you create a situation where, in other words, I go over to you and I say, hey, Shmuel, you want a cupcake? Here. He says, a kiddush, delicious cupcake, straight from the kosher bakery. And I put in front of you, that's not called Iboy Avid, Iboy Lo Avid. You have no bechira, because why shouldn't you eat it? It's a guy's offering you a nice, fresh, delicious cupcake. You know, why shouldn't you eat it? Any normal person would eat it. They give you a nice cupcake, you know, and whipped cream at it. So you can't say, I had a bechira. If human nature is to do it, that's human nature, then that's not a bechira.
That's even worse than Baal Karcho. That's like chutzer.
Yeah, okay. Are you being serious or are you being...
Maybe that's how you understand that it's like similar, without the nesivas, that's how you understand that it's like chutzer, because it doesn't even have the ability to make a choice.
I have an ability to make a choice. You could have said no.
He doesn't have the information.
Anyway, I don't know why I would call that. I mean, Iboy Avid, Iboy Lo Avid. You're saying Iboy Avid, Iboy Avid means, I mean, what's the case of Iboy Avid? We don't have Iboy Avid, Iboy Lo Avid. That's the case of a different case. Not like Chatzar would be, I don't know, a guy holds a gun to your head.
He has the information. He has the choice. He can make a choice one way or another. He doesn't have enough information to even make a choice.
Okay.
Sounds like a
Okay, maybe. I hear. Okay, anyway, but that sounds like Tavis's answer. Okay. Let's go back. So there's a Maram here. We said we want to look at the Maram and the Shita. Rabbi Meltzer had a good point before we go back there. Rabbi Meltzer's not here anymore. We lost him. Right, Meltzer had a good point. Nothing is that why didn't David just say that by Shogeg there's no svara divrei rav divrei atamid, and therefore stam by Shogeg yeshich is varavera. Why didn't he just say that? And why does he have to, what?
It doesn't work in the mandam of Iboy Avid, Iboy Lo Avid.
In other words, Pashup Shat David holds that the Madamar Iboy Avid, Iboy Lo Avid does not hold of the Divrei Rav. First of all, you have to say, you know, the men that Tama the Tavis obviously does not hold that there's no machlaikas, does not hold that it's a double negative. He doesn't agree with the Shita that there's no machlaikas. He holds there is a machlaikas. How do we know he holds there's a machlaikas? Oh, Rav Nosson, you are there. I'm sorry, I missed you. We're commenting on you that you, why didn't David just answer that by Shogeg Yeshich is Varavera, instead of having to say this whole thing that in Lomdis is considered Iboy Avid, Iboy Lo Avid.
So I'm having trouble with my computer here. It looks like I may have to go downstairs.
Okay, but you're okay, fine. Anyway, so that's the question. So we're saying, how do we know that David doesn't hold of that the Ritva, someone in the Shita said that some people say that there's no machlaikas, you know, Vina of Sama. How do we know that Tavis doesn't agree with that?
Because he only asks it anybody like of it.
Right. Now, Tavis only asks in Rav Sama. He doesn't ask in Ravina. Everyone says that Tavis held there's no kasha in Ravina. So if Tavis held that Ravina and Rav Sama, Ravina and Sama agree with each other, then you can't ask a kasha from the kiyas in Baba Kama, because we have the svara of, even Rav Sama agrees to the svara of La Bar Chiyuba, so there'll be no kasha. So Taivis is Mukhruch, that Taivis holds that Rav Sama does not hold this Rav La Bar Chiyuva. According to many people, at least the Mashmos of Rashi, it's not clear, but many people seem to say that Ravina predicated his Svara on Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud. The fact that Rav Sama is not saying like Ravina, and he argues Ravina, means it doesn't hold the Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud. So then it would be very good that Taisus doesn't say that by Shoigeg there's no Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud, because right, that's what Rav is saying, because he's going in Rav Sama. And Rav Sama, if you assume Rav Sama argued Ravina, then Rav Sama doesn't hold the Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud. And where does he get this far of Iboy Avid, Iboy Lo Avid? I don't know. Poshup Shad is that if it's Iboy Avid, Iboy Lo Avid, again, if it's the only time we say Ein Sheikh is Varavera, but if you don't have Iboy Avid, Iboy Avid, so then it's like a higher level of Grama or something. I don't know. And therefore, Yesh Sheikh is Varavera. Okay. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, okay. So that would answer that.
Wait, that was too fast for me. I'm sorry. I got a little confused.
I was saying over your answer.
No, I know. But in terms of if they're arguing or agreeing, the fact that Tosis only asks on Rav Sama, not on Ravina, proves that he holds that
that Rav Sama Ravina
doesn't hold of Rav Sama, but Rav Sama could hold of Ravina.
No, because he's
Rav Sama could be Ravina plus.
No. If you hold Ravina, means you have two ways that you're two. That means two ways of the kills of Shri, that the two reasons that makes. If you say Rav, you hold him, that means each one alone is sufficient. Not that you need both. Right. If you hold of each other, it means that each one alone is enough to make Yeshev as Varavera.
And
then you would have no kasha, because your kasha is why in Baba Kama is there Shech as Aravera. As long as you have one, then you have that makes Shech as Aravera. So since in Baba Kama you have the Svara of La Bar Chiyuva, that type is apparently for whatever reason held. So then there would be a Shech as Aravera. So it's fact that type is, we'll have to see why Tavis doesn't hold it to Kasha and Ravina. But whatever the Hesber is, the fact that Tavis only asks on Rav Sama and not on Ravina proves that Tavis holds it's not a Kasha on Ravina. And then the fact that he asks on Rav Sama proves that he holds that Rav Sama does not agree with Ravina. Because otherwise, if they agreed, then there would be no Kasha.
But once he answered, once Tosos answers, it seems like he is bringing Rav Sama closer to Ravina. So is it possible that after he answers, then the two could be together?
Why should we assume that? He doesn't sound like he's bringing that way. We're learning, he's just saying that this is also called Bal Korcha. Because
what was the switch between the Havamina and the Maskan? I mean,
was that Bal Korcha has to be total Bal Korcha, where the guy Mamish had no Bechira.
Meaning nothing to do with the fact that it's an Avera or not. It's totally, it has to do with Metzias. Are you able to not do it, or you're forced into doing it?
Right.
But now in his answer, he's saying that this is really controlled and related somewhat to the Avera. We're saying that if you are lacking the idea that it's an Avera, that is considered Bal Kocho, that you have to do it.
Right, but why is it going to get? But the point is not because there's no sort of ancient, it's there, out there, at Talmud, it's because you have to do it. And the emphasis seems to be. I would have said that there's no sort of there, out there, at Talmud, it's not called you have to do it. But the whole sort of ancient is because of Divya Rav, and that doesn't apply by Shoigeg. So there's like a third. But if I was Tavis, I would have said, like, there's a third point. You said this as far as, he said Bar Chiyuva, and he said Iboy Avid, Iboy Lo Avid. But there's a third thing, that the only time we say Ein Sheikh is Aravera is when you have the Svara of Divrei Rav, and when it's Shoigeg, and there's no Svara of Divrei Rav, then there's the Yesh Sheikh is Aravera.
But Tavis knows that it's happening.
You don't have to put it into the Svara of Iboy Avid, Iboy Lo Avid. Tovis just sticks it into Ibayavid, Ibayavid. It sounds like that he's sticking with it. He's just saying that the definition of Ibayavid, Ibayavid is a little larger than you thought. You thought that if the person physically could say no, that's called Ibayavid, Ibayavid. And the answer is that if you create a situation where the guy could say no, but there's no reason why he should say no, and then that's called, you didn't really give him a choice. So it's not called Ibayavid, Ibayavid.
The Rebbe, the shogig doesn't switch between the kash and the teretz. If he's a shogig, Tosfos came mechadish the shogig part.
I said Tosfos should have parship shot. It's in the pashtun world of pashtuns. If the reason why ain't shliach l'dvar aveira is because of divrei rav, and divrei rav pashtuns is not applied by shogig. So then all David should have said, Bainin is Havamina, Bainin is answer. He shouldn't have had a Havamina. And if he had a Havamina, he should have answered that there's no din of Ein Sheikh with Varavera by Shaygeit. Because
not because of the Teretz, because Tosfos asked the Kasha. Rebbe agrees. Because Tosfos asked the Kasha, that shows he doesn't agree. Not because of his Teretz.
Or because he wants, and okay, yes, I agree with you. Except that at least Tosfos should have answered it.
But it's not shaking. It's more like misasik, really. Like if someone goes turns on the light by accident on Shabbos because he's half asleep, that's not shaygeik, that's misasik.
Okay, so even better.
So that's a Kama Chaimer. In other words, if the
no, so that's up, like a chutzner. That means he's like a chutzner.
I can't. I understand, but we're questioning why did Tavis have to? Tavis said because it's about karcho. Tavis' emphasis is because it's considered bar karcho. The thing, if I was writing Tavis, I would have said that this is the whole svara of divrei rav, divrei tam. It doesn't apply when you the whole svara of ancient aveira is because we say divrei rav, divrei tam. If I don't know it's an aveira, you can't tell me divrei rav. It doesn't. The svara doesn't begin. I wouldn't have to say because it's considered bav karcho because I had no real choice because it was my normal humanism pushed me to do it. It's Tavis is mashma the chayra, and that he's not. What Rafi said was, because why didn't Tosfos answer that? Because since we're proving that Tosfos holds that Ravina and Rav Sama are disagreeing with each other, so what's the machloika? So Rashi in Ravina, assuming Tosfos agrees with Rashi, but our normal assumption is that Tosfos agrees with Rashi if he doesn't say otherwise. Even though I said that, and Stephen said that Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. But the assumption is that Tosfos agrees with Rashi. So Rashi said that Ravina is predicated on the logic of Ibayavid, Ibayavid. So now we have a question. If Ravina is predicated, what?
I think Rabbi meant Divrei Rav.
Divrei Rav, Divrei Rav. What did I say? I said something else. Yes, you're right. Thank you. Ravina is predicated on Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam. So if question is a chakira, why does Rav Sama disagree? Does he disagree because he feels that the Ravina is wrong in Svara, that Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud applies even if it's La Bar Chiyuva? Or no? Of course, Ravina is right. If you say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, then there's no Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud if you're La Bar Chiyuva. Obviously, therefore, if Rav Sama disagrees with Ravina, the Hesber has to be that Rav Sama does not hold the Divrei Rav, which is, I think, what people say. I think people say that.
Yes.
That Rav Sama, why else would he argue with Ravina? Must be, since Tosfos is Mokra, they're arguing. Why else would they argue? Must be because he doesn't hold the Divrei Rav. So if he doesn't hold the Divrei Rav, so then now it's very good why Tosfos didn't answer that. Because Tosfos, the only difference that we're saying is we're giving a different answer, we'll have to see, to the Maram and the Shita's question.
Which right, is that's maybe, not so good.
What?
That's not so good.
And that we're saying, that just put to say the words out for those, that the Shita and the Maram's question is, why did Davis only ask on Rav Sama, not on Ravina? So we're saying a relatively simple answer. We're saying that because in Ravina, Ravina is predicated on the Svar of Deve Rav, Deve Talmud. So there, it's obvious that that doesn't apply by Shoygeg. Because, in other words, not that this is called La Bar Chiyuva, but it doesn't apply by Shoygeg. But Rav Sama, who doesn't hold the Deve Rav, Deve Talmud, so that's why Tavis has the cash. Now, maybe that's what the Maram and the Shita mean. We'll have to see, but it doesn't sound like that's what they mean.
But
Rabbi making a face. Rabbi take a crowbar and stick it in. Come on,
Rabbi Taisus doesn't hold a Devar Rav Devar Talmud, even that Shan Ravina, because he asked
him. How do you know?
Cherishay to the cotton. Why would he ask from Cherishay to the cotton?
What's wrong with Cherishay to the
cotton? There's no das to say Devar Rav Devar Talmud in Mishayman. Unless I got the cheshbon wrong, I'm saying.
Tavis wants Chereshay Zekatan to be a shliach, so so there it's good. Tavis wants Chereshay Zekatan to be a shliach
because there's no Devar Rav.
It's the opposite over there, I think.
It works out well, Shmuel.
I'm saying that's a din divrei rav. That's a din.
I'm just saying, but it's not you can't ask a kasha because Tavis is saying that it should be a shliach.
And it could be. Rav, it could be divrei rav. We don't know. There's no indication, right?
Divrei rav is what kills the shlichus. We don't. It's not getting killed over there. Okay. Anyway, let's go look at the Maram. Okay, Yeshiva. So we'll see. We got a gavaldic thing. We just answered the Maram and the Shita's Kasha with a different answer. Beautiful. that Davis on Rav Sama, on Ravina. Ravina holds a Divya Rav, like Rashi says. And that obviously doesn't apply by Shaygeg. So Davis would never ask a Kasha on Ravina. But on Rav Sama, who clearly doesn't hold the Divya Rav, because he argues with Ravina, that's why Davis has a kasha.
How did Ravina know that Rav Sama doesn't hold a Ravina? Maybe it always comes before that step. Because Ibai Ibai Love always means, right, if Pshalik Nasivis is right, so then you have always before that step.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm saying, but Pasha Pshat is that Rav Sama, what would happen if you had an Ibai Ovid, Ibai Lo Ovid, and a lav bar chiyuva. Now there is a person who has a choice, but he's not a bar chiyuva. So the Gemara says, Beferish, Gemara says that according to Rav Sama, because that's where it says my benayu. So assuming that they're arguing and the my benayu is a real my benayu, Rav Sama would say that in that case, ein sheikh is bar avera. He's not a bar chiyuva. And if he's not a bar chiyuva, you don't have the svara of divrei rav. So why should there be ein sheikh as varavera? Right? The case of the cases of the Gemara, where you tell an isha akvini katan. So the Gemara, why should it be? Or you tell a Yisrael, kashi grusha, why should it be according to Rav Sama? Ein sheikh as varavera, there's no divrei rav there, since you're not a bar chiyuva. Teretz is that Rav Sama doesn't hold of Devei Rav. That's Pashup Shad in the Gemara. That Rav Sama, if you hold it for Devei Rav, then you're going to agree with Ravina. That there's no Sheikh Advara Vera when you have the Svara, when it's allowed by Chiyuva. So Rav Sama, who assuming he argued, which Minei Ubei and Taisus is Mukhruch, that Davis holds he's arguing. So Pashup Shad is he doesn't hold the Devei Rav. So then, right? I think it's a good chen. The only reason why it might not be right is because it could be that even Tavis might hold that even Ravina doesn't hold the Devei Rav. We're not sure if Tavis agrees with Rashi. But
yeah, it's right. Ilule Rashi, we could say Pshat in the Maram. The reason the Maram doesn't give this answer is because he holds that nobody in our Rav Sama and Ravina both don't hold the Devar Rav. I mean, why? Stam, I was bothered. What, a little different question than the Maram. The Maram's asking why Tosas Bada and Rav Sam and not Ravina. Stam, why is this Tosas here altogether? It's not like Tosas just learned Ein Shlichus D'Var Avera. He should ask the Kash and Kedushin. That we know Ein Shlichus D'Var Avera, so what's Pshat, but the case of the Ganef?
Oh, maybe
the question should be in the statement.
You know you can answer like Ravina. You know you can answer like Ravina based on Ein Shlichus D'Var Avera Talmud. Ravina is a very good svara based on ancient Zirei Rav, so there's no kasha. But he's only Rav Sam is what makes him the trouble. Because he learns Kedushin, he saw this far as Zirei Rav, Zirei Talmud.
Right.
So either it doesn't apply altogether by Shaygeg, or for sure, it, when it's Lab Bar Chayuvah, it doesn't apply. So this is that you know, and this case is whatever the head rhythm the Maram gives, but this is called the La Bar Chayuva. So there he would have no kasha in Kedushin. It's only when he sees Rav Saba he has a problem.
No, but is Rabbi saying that the Tosas understands Ravina using Divira or not using Divira?
Whatever makes no difference either way, because if he understood, even if he understood Ravina without the Rav, if the Maram and the Shita are right that for some reason we don't know the head, we didn't read them yet, the case of Kedusha, that case in Baba Kama is called the La Bar Chiyuva. So there's no problem if you learn like Ravina, there's no problem. So he could have learned. Excuse me, Baba Kama, like Ravina. And it's only because you see Rav Sama argues with Ravina, is he got the problem. All right, now let's read the Maram inside. Maybe I'm not saying good, but I think it's, you know, there's, let's see the Maram inside and the Shita inside. We wanted to contrast it because I always have this as my favorite game is contrasting two people who almost say the exact same thing and seeing if they're saying something different. It's my weakness. So let's see the Maram inside. Yesha Daktek Amayno Hibakshi Latavius Kushazu Amanda Amar. Hey, Chamin and Eishliach Eglushia Bar Chiyuva. So why didn't he ask it on Ravina? Veishloimar, Tahani Taima, Pshita Nudo Shai Kushetu Klal. According to Ravina, it's Pashit, it's not Shver. The Pshita, it's obvious. Kivin did Shomer Eniodea Ganav. I don't know, maybe it's Geneva. I don't know that word there. Any of their shugana of Ganeda.
In the newer Gemara, someone is adding the word shahugana.
Okay. Any of their shahugana, fine. La bar chiyuvahu. That's called la bar chiyuvah. Because there's no reason why I should be think about this. I'm not a chiyuv. There's no mitzvah. There's no chiyuv. I have a high time with the type of. I don't know why it says the word ksas. Why do you say shui ksas? That's a funny word, no? Shayak like shui ksas. I mean, Tavis asks the kashi, he's not like shui ksas. Tavis says in timer,
right?
So he's not like shui ksas. But okay, so he's saying that since he doesn't know it's stolen, so that's called La Bar Chiyuva. Okay, let me read the Shita. Let me see the Shita. Sorry, the place. Shita says,
isn't that the job of a Shomer?
Let me just first read this, please. Hikshu b'taisis, the lishna di boyavit. The lishna kama, lo koshet, I'm a the bar chiyuva pater. With them, mishum, the divrei Rav Shaimim. So the Gilyan says this. So that's the question. There's a Gilyan says like what we were saying pretty much, right? That's the Gilyan says that because you don't have the Svara of Divrei HaRav. So the question is,
the Gilyan's learning that Tosus learns that Ravina holds of Divrei HaRav.
Right, exactly what we said.
And Rav Sama doesn't hold of Divrei HaRav.
Right. Right, the Gilyan is exactly what we said. The truth is, I forgot it, but the Gilyan. So what we said is the Gilyan. Well, you know, I obviously read it. I read it yesterday, but I forgot what he said. So we worked out, we said it without remembering. The Gilyan obviously holds that Ravina holds a Divrei HaRav. That's what Rashi says. Therefore, when you're arguing Ravina, there's no Kasha. Tavis has a Kasha on Rav Sama, because Rav Sama obviously doesn't hold the Divrei HaRav. How do I know Rav Sama doesn't hold the Divrei HaRav? Because he argues Ravina. So
just in Svara doesn't really make sense with Divrei HaRav. Like, who cares if he's a boy love, boy love
it? You can't say Divrei HaRav. You can't say Divrei Mishraimim. I had no choice. I had to do it. Divrei Mishraimim. Why'd you do it? What do you mean, why'd I do it? You shouldn't have done it. I had to do it. I had no choice.
No, but it should be totally on Chiyuv. If it's a question of listening to Hashem, it shouldn't be a totally on if you had physical Bechira. It should be totally.
Well, physical Bechira is also a factor. Why, in other words, a Chayra, Ravina, who holds La Bar Chiyuva, would also agree if you had no choice. In other words, let's say the guy held a gun to your head, according to Ravina, and says, go ahead and do it. And you know it, you're a Bar Chiyuva. And he holds a gun to you and says, go ahead and be my shliach to do this Aveira. Ravina would also say, Yesh Shliach Edvar Aveira. Because you don't have the Svara of Divrei HaRav there. Whenever you don't have the Svara of Divrei HaRav, Ravina says, Yesh Shliach Edvar Aveira. So what the Gilyan is saying is that Ravina is predicated on the Svara of Divrei HaRav. Therefore, obviously, by Shoigeg, you don't have this far of Divrei HaRav. So by Shoigeg, you don't have this far of Divrei HaRav. So therefore, by Shoigeg, you don't have this far of Divrei HaRav. So Memeida, the Yeshliach is Bar Aveira. Now the Maram again, Maram says, what's his lashon? The Kivinch Shomer, any of the God of Lav Bar Chiyuvu. Right. So the question is the Maram saying the same as the Shita? So what do you people say? Right, it sounds like he's not saying the same as the Shita, no? In other words,
he
sounds like he's just saying that since you don't know, you're not a Bar Chiyuva. The Shita is saying that there's an underlying Svara of Divrei HaRav. There's no Divrei HaRav when you're Shoigeg. Ravina obviously holds that Svara of Divrei HaRav. So it's like a simon. The fact that Ravina holds Bar Chiyuva is a simon that he holds a Divrei HaRav. Now, obviously, there's no Divrei HaRav by Shoigeg. So there's no question you should have Ein Shliach Edvar Aveira. But you don't have to say in the Shita that this is called La Bar Chiyuva. It's not called La Bar Chiyuva. In other words, it's just another example where you don't have the Svara of Divrei HaRav. Right? But you don't have to put it into the words of La Bar Chiyuva. It just La Bar Chiyuva, the way Pshat in the Shita is Ravina saying La Bar Chiyuva is a simon that he holds it as far as Divrei HaRav, because that's how Rashi explains him. Once we know he holds it as far as Divrei HaRav, obviously there's no far as Divrei HaRav by Shoigeg. He didn't say that because it wasn't okay for Chatzar. By Chatzar, it wasn't a gay, but Hinochinami, but Shoigeg, there. He would also say that there's no svar of Einshech Advar Avera. But the Maran is saying a much more, I don't know, complicated, harder answer, that this does haste, not bar chiyuva, right? Saying you say it in Yiddish, does haste. This in Lumdish, when you put on your Lumdish glasses, this is a case of lav bar chiyuva. That's not what the sheet is saying. The sheet is saying that you don't have lav bar chiyuva. There's a different reason why there's no shechet arvera. And he's saying that this is in Lumdish is called the lav bar chiyuva. And Tavis' answer is this is in Lumdish called bar karcho.
Yeah, I think maybe the Maram hold. I don't know why the Maram would make him a flagus tesis Rashi though. I was going to say that maybe the Maram holds that neither of them hold the Devir Rav. It's just a din, some din. I don't know, some way to tighten up the pasuk of Shluch Techutz. There's nothing to do with Svar Devir Rav.
Yes. Okay, we'll have to see. There is a reason to say that.
That would work out.
The Mesivis is reason, but we didn't do it yet. But it's in the next Tysis. So we didn't do it yet. So I don't know.
That would work out in the Maram.
As in what happens is, as you want to know why didn't the Maram say like the Shita, which is so much simpler. That's what you're bothered by. Okay. The Nesivis does say that Taivis has to argue with Rashi I don't want to really jump the gun, but we got 3 minutes, so 5 minutes. The Nesivis says
that. Where's this Nesivis?
Nesivis is Kuf Pei Beis Ois Aleph. Very important Nesivis. We're going to have to do it Sunday probably or next week sometime. Kuf Pei Beis Aleph. The next Taivis is that's where all the most of the lumdis in the sugya, even though not that we're not getting hopefully some lumdis, is on the next tesis. For the next tesis mentions a possibility, seemingly, that the shlichus is chal the gabi the chalois kedushin, but it's not chal the gabi the avera. As I make you a shliach to mekadesh me a grusha, Kohen makes a straw shev mekadesh a grusha. You're a shliach, and the mekadesh, the kedushin is chal. So he's shlucho shaladam kamaiso. It's just the avera doesn't go over. So the nesiva says that cannot work with the svara of derei rav derei talmid. If you're working with the svara of derei rav talmid, then nothing should go over. You know, I didn't cause you to do it. You didn't do it because of me. It's a different. So he says that Tysus, who has this split, that even if Ein Shech Advar Avera is only the Gabi the Avera, but not the Gabi the Chalais, is Mukhlof, they doesn't hold the Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid. Now, obviously, that's debatable, and we'll have to see. So if you would say something like that in the Sivis, so that would be very good with the Maram. You're making that the Maram swap from the next Tysus, like the Sivis, that Tavis doesn't hold the Divrei Rav. Therefore, he said that no one knows, you can't say, because he doesn't even Ravina doesn't hold the Divrei Rav. So he couldn't say like that, Shita. So therefore, he had to say, his lumdis, it does haste, la bar chiyuva. Okay, Benjamin Simon, I think we cut you off around 10 minutes ago. You're so quiet today.
I don't remember anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did cut you off. I remember. I'm sorry. Okay, it's fine. Okay, anyway, so that's, I also don't know why the Maram says sas. It's very strange, no?
The whole Maram is strange, right? Because he's saying that this question is a good question, and this question is not such a good question, right? Because the question answer is the same either way you go, whether you say Baruch Yub or not Baruch Yub, or you say you boy have by law of it. It just the strictly arbitrary that goes bothered by one question, but not bothered by the other question. And it's the same answer.
Same structure answer.
Yeah, so like...
Babbitt, that's why he says sas. Because he says it's not like such a... It's not like such a big difference. You know, it sounds like the Maram did not have our shita. And that when David says in Taimar, it means it's a Bab Kasha. Right? That's what it sounds like. Because he, you know, it just seems like the Maram says it. You know, I agree. I would agree with you, Chaim. That it sounds like the Maram is struggling, good for what you just said. That in light of what I said, that Taibis itself is not fair in the Mandam or Avla Bar Chiyuva. So this, the answers are so close. Taibis should have realized you could give that answer in the Mandam or Iboy of it, Iboy Low of it. Because just like you can say, Das Hey, Salah Bar Chiyuva, you can say, Das Hey, say, not Iboy of it, Iboy Low of it. So the terrace is, it's slightly harder to hear. So Tavis spoke it out because it was a little, you know, he doesn't think it's such a bam kasha. And Maram doesn't think it's not Mistava in the Maram that it's a bam kasha. Because if Tavis knows the structure of his answer to Bar Chiyuva, he should have understood the structure of his answer in Rav Sama. But it's a little bit of a kasha. Sas. Right. So that sounds like what he's doing, which means that he's arguing with some of our you know, what do you call it again? I think that's what's called principles. That's the right word.
Mesira.
No, not I
mean. Yesodos.
What?
Yesodos.
Okay, Yesodos.
He's looking for English.
Yeah, the English is how this when they have a math, they talk about the certain principle.
Axiom.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah. So we have one of our Yesodos axiom is that whenever David says in Tamar, it means that Tavis felt there's a bam kasha. So it sounds like from the Maram here that he doesn't agree with that because he said it's only shayach lakshui ksas. And Chaim Gordon was giving a good hesber because it's only a ksas kasha because the answer is very similar to what he gets in the mandamar, in the other mandamar. If he knows one, he probably knew the other already. So it's only ksas. Okay. It's interesting. I don't know where this axiom comes from that in Tamar is a Bam Kasha.
Kasha is the Tema.
What do you call a Shasper?
No, don't we always say in Tamar, Tema is for sure a Bam Kasha, but in Tamar.
It's a decent question.
In Tamar means it's like, yeah, we learned that in Tamar means that, you know, when Taiva speaks out without an Tamar, then we said it was he didn't really have such a strong kind of have, but it's in Tamar means that this is a strong question, you know, that this is a pashtus. I don't know if I would say with, yeah.
Even if it's okay. True generally, it doesn't mean there are no exceptions to it, right? Generally, we say that it's a good question. The pashtus is a good question. It's a dokek. The Maram saying a dokek. It doesn't necessarily hold that this is true all over.
Yeah, you're saying that that's good, but why the Maram saying it? Because he knows he's going against the pashtus. Okay, I don't know. I don't understand. I heard once, I'm over time, so I'm not the bato. That Rav Avrahami told me from Rav Chatzko, his Rebbe, Rav Chatzko from the Mir, that he said, if you see someone does something one time out of character, the guy is, you know, the most patient guy in the world, and then one time he blows up. He says, so if you say, well, is he dead? One time out of character. So there's no such thing as one time out of character. If he did it, that's his character. It just means that he's always covering up his character. He says, this idea that there could be one fluke. There's no such thing as a fluke. Flukes don't happen. Flukes happen because that means that's a person.
Hatzkel said that about midas.
I think so. He said it about if a guy does something. If you see a bacher,
isn't that hard to understand on Sar?
He was saying, you see a bacher, and he seems to be like.